Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It's another Power Friday. And so you know what that means. Since we had This Week in Song this week, one of the things that we'll be doing today is quizzing you. Yes, it is time for the quiz. And let me tell you, I'm going to start this off with a song that you haven't heard yet. Yeah, song you have not heard. I did not feature this one at all this week. I want you to listen to the voice. I'm saying voice because it's a cappella. One person doing most of these voices. Tell me the name of this man's whose voice you're hearing. Now, again, you did not hear this song this week because I didn't feature this one at all this week. However, I did feature the man who's singing those voices. I talked about him earlier in the week. He's singing a cappella. And he is someone whom many of you heard sing with another group before he went solo and did strictly gospel. Is it starting to come back to you? Those of you who were with me earlier in the week, particularly on Monday.
You should know who died to make you free.
All right, I'm going to let you hear some more of that as we go throughout the day. Yes, indeed. And I'm going to be wanting you to let me know who that is. That's the first question of the quiz today. Let me know who the vocalist is. All right. In the meantime, I want to ask you, do you consider yourself a morning person? Do you consider yourself an afternoon person? Do you consider yourself a nighttime person? What works best for your brain when it comes to your brain functioning at its best, at its optimal level? Well, I want to share some information with you, courtesy of BBC, about our brain's best time. Now, I do realize not everyone's exactly the same. I do realize, so let me share that from the very beginning. From the very beginning, I know not everyone's going to be exactly like, so there may be exceptions. I mean, for so many rules, there are exceptions. I understand that. But there are also rules. And so there are those things that tend to work better than others. All right, so all we're going to do, check out the information. See where it does or does not apply to us. And then we'll go from there and see. Well, we'll just see what happens. Okay, here we go. As we all know, our brains are not perfect. They're really not. They are great. They are awesome. They're excellent. But they are part of our humanity. And as humans, we're not perfect. Okay. That being the case, no need to worry. Our physical responses to the events of the day, and this is part of that imperfection thing going on. No need to worry, though. But just know this. Our physical responses to the events of the day are not consistent at all times. Intuitively, you're probably aware that you have a dip in concentration after eating. The way we respond, even our sharpness, our alertness. I know a lot of times we, you know, because we see the outside of our bodies, we think about that quite a bit. We don't often think about our brains, though. And one of the things that we don't always connect is the dot that we may label as mid-afternoon to the dot that we might label as tired, sluggish, feeling drained, to the dot that we label the brain. And here's the thing. After eating, very often, there can be a dip in concentration, especially when people go ahead and really throw down the lunch. There have been quite a few people who have talked about how after lunchtime, they are just ready to call it a day. Are you one of those people? Now, I know just depending on what's going on in my life, I might feel that way no matter which meal it is. It could be breakfast. It could be lunch. Depending on what all is going on. But here's the thing. How can we look out for signs that our brains are changing even while we're at work? And if you knew when you were at your peak performance, and be real now, because I know sometimes people say, this time of the day or this time of the night is what's best for me. This is when I'm at my best. And that may or may not be the case for some people. Very often when people say, hey, this is when I'm at my best. Hey, they're on it. They're on point. But sometimes some people say this is when I'm at my best when they're really not at their best. How can we tell when our brains are going through some changes? Can we really pinpoint the time of day that our brains are at their peak performance? How can we do that? By paying attention to neurological differences. Can we work with our brains to be better workers, better students? Well, evidence suggests that if you're not naturally a morning type, it's best not to try to force yourself to be one. I know we hear a lot of people, especially business leaders, and some celebrity fitness people say that shifting things so that you become a morning person, that may or may not work. Shifting your sleep pattern doesn't necessarily result in better performance if it's not part of your natural rhythm. Now, again, this can get tricky because sometimes people truly don't know their natural rhythm. Their natural rhythm. For example, there are a lot of people who say, I work best under stress. And it doesn't matter whether they're talking about schoolwork or whether they're talking about work around the house, whether they're talking about their job. There are a lot of people who say, and I mean they are emphatic about this, I work best under pressure. I do my best work when I'm under stress. And that may or may not be the case. So often, it's a situation wherein some people do their only work when they're under pressure. You know, they just kind of lollygagging around, just cruising through life and, you know, playing the tech games and watching the TV, hanging out with the crew. Instead of doing the schoolwork, instead of studying, instead of preparing for the exam that the syllabus says is only 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away. Just chilling. Not even trying to get work done. Just kind of cruising. And then the last few days before the exam, they get busy. They put the TV, the tech games down. Hey, they're saying to the crew, I'm not going to be able to get with you all the next few days. I got some cramming to do. I got some studying to do. And they drop their TV watching by 85%. Every now and then over the next few days, they might watch for about half an hour, but that's about it. The rest of the time, they are focused on taking care, getting ready for that exam. and they take the exam, maybe make a 75, maybe an 88, and they're good to go. Then they cruise for another few weeks till next exam time, do a little bit of homework here and a little bit there. But as far as preparing for exam, and they say, I do my best work under pressure. Look at these grades, these exam grades that I'm making. Well, how do they know that their best work comes when they're under pressure, when their only work comes when they're under pressure? Probably a better way to determine whether or not they do their best work under pressure is to compare. All right, you know what it is to do your work under pressure. Now experiment and do your work when you're not under pressure. Start preparing for your exam 2-3 weeks in advance. Be just as diligent, be just as focused, and see how you do. Will you still make 75? Still make 88? Will you make a 92? Goals on the job, you know, have things to do on the job and deadlines to meet. And as long as there's no one looking over the shoulder, you're just kind of going to kind of bide the time. Just bide the time. And then when the deadline is approaching, it's maybe a few days out, then really get to pushing hard, pulling the hair out, pulling your hair out. Yes. I tell you what, how do we know things wouldn't go better, that your work wouldn't be better work if you took care of it in a less helter-skelter fashion? Started on a timely basis and did good amounts of work over a course of time instead of trying to get it all done at once. All right, we're going to take a look at what's happening with our brain and its role in all of that. All right, the name of this song is I'll Do It. Brothers and sisters, we need to hearken to our Father's words. Make a decision. Now, when we come back, I'm going to let you hear at least a bit of a song that also features this vocalist, outstanding vocalist he was. See where you can take us with it. Back in a few. Only the Lord can show us how to live. Show us how to live. Jesus, ask of me, I'll do.